Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. When The Lego Movie debuted in 2014, it took audiences and critics by surprise and the box office by storm. While the sequel, The Lego Movie 2, the second part, lacks the freshness of the original, there's still plenty of creativity and animated razzle-dazzle on display. The Lego universe has descended into dystopia and must contend with invaders from the cute but deadly Duplo world. There's plenty of broad humor for the kids and cheeky cultural references for adults, but the movie is almost undone by frenetic breakneck editing. Still, The Lego Movie 2 delivers all the entertainment one could expect from a 90-minute toy commercial. Each year I get the same question, why should I care about the Oscar-nominated shorts if I can't see them? Well, you can. The latest compilation has arrived, and it's easy to see why these films have been so honored. There's no question as to the artistry of these efforts, so film buffs will have plenty to discuss in their post-screening coffee talks. One note of caution, most of these films are very dark and depressing. The best of the animated lot is probably Bao, the Pixar film about a dumpling come to life, and Madre is a harrowing Spanish live short. It's a model of taut direction and camera work. There are three separate showcases at the Tivoli, with the animated and short program opening this week and the documentary short program starting on February 15th. Also opening this week, Cold Pursuit is a revenge thriller starring Liam Neeson. What Men Want is a gender flip on the 2001 Mel Gibson comedy. Taraji P. Henson stars as a woman who becomes able to hear men's thoughts. The Man Who Killed Hitler and Bigfoot is an adventure drama starring Sam Elliott. Tragedy Girls is a twist on the slasher genre. And Prodigy is a horror film with Taylor Schilling. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!